You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay. I love talk radio. It's so fun. Anyway, welcome to this thing called Cameron Sports and Life. We are excited to be back for this wonderful June 2017.
Hey.
And look at who we have among us. We have...
I'm totally excited.
We have Amber Martinez!
Hi, guys!
Actress,
she's been gone
model.
For, like, months.
She's got,
by the way, Mazel Tov. Good. You know what? She's got all these movies coming out.
Yeah, my movie comes out today.
Oh, can we see it
on
the weekend?
It's called Rough Night.
I'll see it.
With Scarlett Johansson and Demi Moore.
Oh, that's
and Zoe Kravitz. And me.
Hey! Well, now, did they have a rough night?
The movie is pretty much one of the roughest nights I could ever imagine.
So what theaters
someone
are playing?
Someone dies, too. It's playing worldwide.
No, but like where, like is it?
AMC theaters, Arclight theaters, Regal theaters, everywhere.
Well, I'm going to go see it. Get me some
residual. It's playing worldwide, too. Yeah, it's exciting.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Mazel tov.
Hey.
Thank
we have,
you.
We have, you know, we have the beautiful Amber Martinez.
And we have Joyce
Chow.
We
got three
Chow.
Beautiful women. We got Joyce.
Joyce Chow, a producer, director.
Joyce Chow.
She's ready to party.
Say hi, Joyce. We'll
by the way, she got, she's got a beautiful
hello.
Dress.
Hello.
Well, all the guys are saying, hello, hello.
Hello. Hey, baby.
Hello,
how you doing?
Back. Hello, back. And we've
all
got
the
a beautiful lady. What the? Shamanana, shamanana. And her, tell us your name.
My name is Heather Patrice Brown, and I am with California Wildlife Center.
Oh,
nice.
They help animals out.
We do. Yeah.
We're going to benefit this.
This next Saturday, the 24th.
Oh, how nice.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Now, let's hear about this benefit. You're doing it for animals in Malibu?
Well, we're located in Malibu.
You're doing it for animals everywhere, but just based out of Malibu, right?
Yeah, so the event's in Malibu, and we are actually located in Calabasas. We're kind of between Calabasas and Malibu.
You're in the Kardashian part of town.
Kind of, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I heard they have a lot of horses that need rescuing.
I heard that, too.
They need to be saved.
All right.
So we mainly focus, I mean, we do focus on wildlife, so we're actually a wildlife hospital. So we do all the rescuing of marine mammals that need help in the city of Malibu. So all the Malibu beaches, you'll see us driving up and down PCH rescuing seals.
So, for example, dolphins?
We've rescued, as far as I know, we've rescued one dolphin.
Oh,
wow. You have rescued a dolphin.
A dolphin. You know, there are other organizations that specialize in cetaceans like dolphins and whales. We don't really, but if we can help out, we will.
Oh, that's nice.
But we mostly do
seals. Like a hand clap. I love dolphins.
How many seals do you have on a yearly basis?
It really varies depending on... we've been going through what's called an unusual mortality event for sea lions.
Yeah, that's horrible.
So
what's an unusual mortality? What does that mean?
So it means there's a lot more sea lions or seals that are stranding than normal. And so we're kind of finally starting to balance out, but the last few years we've just absolutely been inundated with sea lion pups.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Okay. So we can see anywhere up to, you know, 300 plus a year that we're rescuing off of beaches.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's just locally in California?
That's just Malibu.
That's just Malibu.
Joy, I got a project for you.
Yay!
I got a project.
Yay!
Documentary.
Yeah, Joyce,
now,
you can go rescue
some
sea lions.
Puppies,
let's go.
Seals?
The wildlife thing? That'd be great. Let's go.
Do you do rescue seals?
We do. We rescue seals and sea lions.
Celebrities for sea lion rescue. Yeah.
We also do terrestrial animals.
That was a little too close, okay? And
that was a very accurate description
like, you know,
of sea lion, Joyce. I'm proud of you. Go, Joyce.
You know, there have been sharks off the California coast.
Yeah, there have been.
Have they been after our little animal, our friends?
That just shows how awful, like, the sea conditions are here. That's actually really terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, actually, sea lions are considered an indicator species. They're a really good indicator of how the environment is. Yeah. So, you know, if we're seeing a lot of sea lions stranding, and if they're suffering as a species, we know that there's problems in the ocean.
Wow.
And we do occasionally get seals and sea lions that have shark injuries. We also see seals and sea lions that have cookie cutter shark bites, which is kind of this really weird thing.
What's a cookie cutter? Just so they take a bite out of it.
Yeah. Bite.
Oh my goodness.
Exactly. Gracious. Like a small little bite. They're like, eh, I don't want this.
Yeah, it's exactly what it sounds like.
That's without
like.
The spicy.
It's like a buffet.
So here's a question.
So
basically, it's when they, it's like that buffet you and I went to, now that I'm thinking about it, where people are biting stuff and putting it back in the thing.
Oh my God.
It was gross.
But
it was wretched.
So sampling.
Yes, sampling. So no, but they're biting it, but they're not eating the whole thing, so they don't taste good.
No, that's just how they're designed to survive. Is they just go up, take a real quick bite out of an animal, and then swim off.
Wow,
that's just their. That's how they survive. No.
It sounds like gays in West Hollywood.
West Hollywood.
Hey, West Hollywood.
Hey, West Hollywood.
Hey, San Francisco.
Pride parade last week. We met.
Yay. Well, we did that
West
all last
Hollywood.
Week.
West Hollywood. What's up?
What's up? Anyway, so tell us.
Yes.
You're going to have a wonderful lunch.
Yeah.
A vegan lunch.
That's like a one-night stand for gays in West Hollywood is a sampling on a seal with a shark. It's true. You got like the one predatory one that like is always looking for like the straggler at the bar, and then they find them, and then mistakes happen. Like samplings.
Well, we get a little more graphic than we want. Anyway, so tell us about you got a vegan lunch.
This was a family show.
It is a family show.
Find us. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the event that we're having next Saturday, it's going to be at Malibu Bluffs Park in Malibu. So it's right where Malibu Canyon comes out onto PCH. And yeah, we're going to have a really great vegetarian lunch. We will have vegan options as well. And that's actually going to be provided by a lot of local eateries. So it's really local cuisine, which is fantastic. We're going to have some great music and entertainment. Jordan Hook Music is going to be there. Jimmy H. Magician is going to be there.
Oh, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of really fun games. We're going to have a beanbag toss tournament and giant Jenga and wildlife wheel games. And then we're also going to have the Chumash are going to come and do some storytelling.
Oh, how nice.
And the Malibu Monarch Project is going to be there. And then also what our staff is going to do, too, is we're going to do some demonstrations and some interactive activities to show how we help animals, but also what people can do to help animals. So, you know, because we help, you know, not just marine life, but also terrestrial animals. So we get a lot of calls from people who find a bird that's fallen out of a nest or an animal that's been hurt, and they don't know how to help it. And so we're going to kind of talk a little bit about how they can help this animal and also things that people can do to prevent them from getting hurt in the first place.
Right.
Really simple things like don't trim your trees during the spring and summer because so many different animals are nesting, and that's how we get a lot of our patients is people don't know that, and they trim, you know, these trees that are their homes, and then they end up here.
They kick them out of the home. That's
yeah,
what they
exactly.
Do. They don't call a homeless bird.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I saw today was really interesting? Mm-hmm. Hummingbirds.
Yeah.
They always come out hummingbirds in my area.
I love hummingbirds. When I lived in Arizona, because I think there's the largest hummingbird population is in Arizona.
Oh, really?
In the country. And I remember we used to have a ton of them come out. You go to the Grand Canyon, there's, I forget, hundreds of different varietals there.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's kind of cool, man. Anyway, getting back to, you're going to have beanbag tournament, entertainment, as you mentioned, games, music,
crafts. What kind of games are you having?
So we're doing beanbag toss, giant Jenga, and we're going to do wildlife trivia wheel, and then we'll also do some stuff where we'll bring people up on stage and do some wildlife trivia.
A bit of trivia that I just found out today.
Okay, go ahead.
That a hippo is actually part of the, is closest to the cetacean family than it is to anything else. So actually a hippo is related directly to whales and dolphins. Closer related than they are to other land mammals, which I found absolutely fascinating.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So that was like one of those things I learned today. I was like, oh, I had no idea I was able to use that today. But I thought that was fantastic.
Remember, Arsenio Hall would say, the things that make you go,
I know. I had no clue until literally hours ago.
By the way, we're going to talk about face painting.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're going to have
silent
face
auction.
Painting. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got.
What could we bid for?
All kinds of stuff.
That's important. Silent auction is important. The most important.
You have bags? You're going to have like.
Is there jewelry? Diamonds?
I don't think we have any jewelry. We have a lot of really family-oriented fun stuff. Like, we've got a lot of great trips, you know, for different places around town. Like, we've got Six Flags, Knott's Berry Farm, some really great art museums. Magic Castle donated.
Oh, that's a nice one. Magic Castle.
That's
awesome. A nice place. You have Disneyland?
We don't have Disneyland.
Oh, I could have got you Disneyland. You know what's funny?
I'll ask you next time.
I have an adult for an organization. We got Disneyland. I don't know how we got it, but we got it. But we're going to try to get it for here. For our contestants.
Yes. That's great.
Listenership.
Yeah.
Exciting.
You know, we're going to get both ends.
Now, see, all you guys need to call in when we ask you questions. You could go to Disneyland. What's up with that? Don't you want to see Mickey and Minnie?
That's better. Anyway, tell us, how much are the ticket prices?
Okay, so tickets are $75 for adults. Okay. $25 for kids, and then children 2 and under are free.
Wow.
Yeah, so they can come out and have fun for free.
Well, you have different things for the kids and the adults and the family. That's nice.
Yeah. So it's a new event. We haven't ever done this event before. We really wanted to make it family-oriented because we have a lot of really great supporters. You know, the reason we're able to rescue so many animals is because people bring them to us. You know, we rescue over 4,000 animals every year. Wow. And it's because people call us and bring them to us and help us out. And you know, we really appreciate that. We're also a nonprofit, and they're the ones that are keeping us going. You know, we don't receive sustained federal, state, or city funding.
Are you, by the way, what is it, 90-something?
A 501c3.
Exactly, 501c3. We are.
And by the way, can we like go online and say, I want to donate?
Of course. Yeah, you go to our website, which is cawildlife.org, you can go online, you can donate. You can purchase tickets to the picnic, which I hope you do, because it's going to be really fun.
Yes, you got to go to the picnic.
It also has a lot of really great information. If you do find an animal that you think needs help, you know, before you even call us, you can go on there, and it'll give you information about what you should do, how to tell if it needs help, you know, what animals you maybe should leave alone and let an expert handle, something like coyote or a raccoon, you probably want to leave alone and call somebody else.
Yeah, coyotes are not your friends, okay?
Yeah, don't try and catch them.
But the raccoons are cute, and they look like little burglars.
Yeah, now, they are, but they're also rabies vectors. we want to keep everybody safe.
But you can't say don't rescue the raccoons, though. They're part of wildlife. They need help, too.
Oh, yeah. Aww. Yeah, we just don't want people trying to handle them themselves. Because that's
like
where
you should not
happen.
Go grab them. So
yes,
you got to call someone to come get them.
Could you imagine
for
you? Me in the backyard? And you're like, give them a nut. And then I try and calm it down, and I'm like, sit, but nothing's happening. I could imagine myself doing that because I love animals so much.
Oh,
but
yeah,
then I would be frustrated afterwards because nothing.
Are you gonna go?
Productive out of it?
Are you gonna go?
Yes, I would go. Of course.
And by the way,
next time you have one, let me know. I can get you sponsors and free donations for the charity raffle.
Awesome!
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
We'd love to start working with you. And
I love working with charities.
Year.
Great.
But you know what? Our audience, our ever-expanding audience, is very interesting, especially BBS Network up in San Francisco.
Hey, San Francisco.
That's it.
Having a gay old time up there.
Well, you know what's funny? You got a guy that is, he's a gay psychic astrologer, so he said he wants a meeting.
Well, there we go.
San Francisco, so there you
so,
go.
So, yeah, we're going to meet up there when we're up there doing our show.
Meeting. Yeah. We're going to be, by the way, in Pacifica, wherever the heck that is.
Right next door to San Francisco.
Yeah.
You'll see some fog.
And one last thing I was going to mention.
Bridge.
Well, now, you're from up there, so.
She's from Bay Area Lady. Now, if people want to look up your website, what is that?
It is cawildlife.org.
Wonderful. And thank you very much for coming. And what we'll do, if you want to stay with us, we'll have a
Twitter.
Phenomenal show. You stay with us, but I was going to tell folks, please come to this event on June 24th, which will be next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
And I can't believe June is over with.
I know.
And so, like, what happened? The 4th of July.
Let's do that.
So, it's 11:30 a.m. to 3:30. Please be of help. This wonderful organization. We will be helping you guys. Well, I'll probably get my show out there.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that'd
we got to do a local show out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Now, anyway. Thank you very much.
Thank
Appreciate you.
You
coming on. And welcome, welcome.
Wonderful.
Anyway,
thank you for joining us tonight.
Anyway, I got a call. Got to take.
Uh-oh.
This is Ken Pfeiffer. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
He's
a,
he's our UFO.
Hey, how you doing, guys? You sound like you're having a good time out there.
You know, California, it's 94 degrees.
How's everything?
Oh, good, good. I'm going to be at the MUFON Symposium in 3 weeks. I hope you come. Will you be coming?
No, I won't be able to make it this year, but hopefully next year. If they ask me to do a photo presentation, I'd love to go. But, yeah, I hope you have fun out there. It should be very interesting.
Now, I'm going to give you an introduction. Now, Ken Pfeiffer, if you catch, you know, the work he's done, he's been an investigator for MUFON for some time. You're heading up Portugal for MUFON?
Yeah, international director for Portugal. I've completed about 60 or so cases in Portugal already, so it's working out pretty good.
Wow, unbelievable. Now, you're going to share with us some interesting things. Now, you had a shape-shifting alien craft encounter in California. I can't say that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just posted that one on my website. I'll bring that one up here. That was very... very interesting here. That was at Gardenia, California. And this was June the 5th, you know, so it was a couple 2 weeks ago, I guess, in Gardenia.
Okay.
And briefly, it says here, the witness statement, he says, I was walking northbound from my parked truck to enter a building I work in. I've always kept my eyes on the sky, even as a child. I have seen many unidentified craft in my days, and my grandfather worked at Boeing and Rockwell. This helped create my interest in the sky watching at a very young age. At first glance, I thought that the object was a hovering helicopter, a bunch of balloons, or possibly a drone of some sort. The lack of noise or lights made me discredit the possibility of this object being a helicopter or a drone. He says here that he works in the aerospace industry now, and my company is 5 to 10 miles from LAX. There are multiple flight paths that I observe daily to my admiration of aircraft.
Okay.
There are also a large number of military flights that take place in the airspace, but the military craft are usually helicopters and not jets.
Uh-huh.
They are always very loud and noticeable. B-22 Ospreys fly over to 1110 South and then hook a right westbound over Rancho Palo Verde's quite often as well.
When
I first observed the object, I was facing west from my location, and I was under the impression that it was hovering in place.
Uh-huh.
In retrospect, it may have been advancing towards my position because this was the only point in my observation that I was under the impression it may have been moving, hovering.
Uh-huh.
Once I noticed it was moving, I also noticed it was doing so at a steady pace. It was traveling northeast, slightly more north direction than east. You can tell this guy is very attention to detail, which I love.
No, that's great. That's great because you
Yeah, and I observed it slowly adjust its path and change direction from northeast to northwest. It appeared to be attempting to morph. Despite the surface of the craft moving around in a very unstable and liquid-style motion, its velocity and trajectory were stable. It was almost like a cloud of heavy metallic black liquid, but its overall shape remained relatively uniform. The nature of the object made it very hard to focus my vision on, despite the fact that the craft was dark black and the gray clouds and sunrise made the craft very contrasted against the color of the craft. I felt as though it was tricking my eyes into looking at the clouds above it instead of the craft itself. Shortly after it changed directions northeast, it began to shift its shape more noticeably, and it went from a big morphing liquid blob to a elongated and very small boomerang-style black craft that was no longer morphing. It seemed to become completely solid at that point, so this thing turned into a solid boomerang shape, and once again with no lights or sounds, almost immediately after it shape-shifted, it began to shrink in size at an extremely impressive rate. I witnessed many different types of unidentified objects, and this was by far the most troubling and emotional sighting. I felt shocked and scared, and for one, I remember I felt terrified instead of intrigued or awestruck. I have seen light tours, but never anything like this. It shrank its size, and when it was gone, either it literally shrank or it traveled away from me at a great speed. So this is what this guy reported. That's a pretty very detailed description, And they're supposedly investigating this one in California right now. This is a MUFON case, and what I did is I got three cases from California, very recent, that the MUFON is investigating right now. So that was a pretty great sighting by a very detail-oriented witness.
Yeah, you don't find people like that to really give detail of a sighting. Now tell us, you have an interesting one in Australia, a mysterious orb encounter.
Yeah. Let me bring that up here real quick in my website. That's one in Australia. I try to get these sightings from all over the world, and I get a lot of them from other UFO organizations, or I get a lot of them from MUFON, because they get a lot of cases in every day, and some of them are really pretty incredible. Yeah, let me bring this one up real quick here. This one in Australia.
I see.
This is on my website, the worldufophotosandnews.org. I have like about 1,500 UFO case files on there right now. Uh-huh. And, mysterious orb encounter over Australia. This was pretty interesting also. This was June the 4th, 2017. Port Macquarie, Australia, I think that's how you pronounce it. Uh-huh. What the witness said here is camping at Point Plomer, looked at the roof of the tent, the sky roof that we have in the tent around 4 a.m. and saw a bright star-like object, which was moving occasionally within its area. Then smaller star-like objects started to come out of the bright object and fly away quickly in different directions. So apparently there was a shiny thing in the sky, and these other objects flew out of this shiny thing is what he's leading me to believe here. He also saw at least five shooting stars in this time, one which moved in an arc. I sat up watching for about 30 minutes and saw a large bright object around 400 meters from our tent. So that's a close encounter, we would call that. It was hovering about 50 meters above the sand northeast and started to come closer. It then changed from one bright light to six smaller lights, like it had changed from high beams to parking lights before moving away. Over two hours, it moved away slowly, and I have video footage of the image spinning, and when I zoom in, you can see the lights. It stayed there until sunrise and was there until the sun was so bright we can no longer see it. Up in the night sky, I saw 20-plus of these objects, some with flashing red, and some which would disappear and reappear, some which zoomed off at incredible speed. Since then, we've seen the bright hovering lights up in the East Coast in the past week, and I noticed it first by the bright light moving, then other lights emerging from it. Then lights flashing red and large bright lights spinning. I can't explain it. Too large and fast for a drone, plus it was silent. I did not have a feeling of being threatened, more that it was just there to observe. I also did not seem bothered by being found, as it was so prominent and did not appear to leave. So this was sounds to be a pretty good sighting they had in there. There's a lot of orb sightings that are seeing from all over the world, and personally, I think they're alien craft. They're some kind of alien drones absorbing what we do. That's my theory behind the whole thing. But some of these orbs, they morph into different shapes, and like the past sighting there in California, these things can change into all different shapes. And, I believe this is happening every day.
Well, it's very interesting because I was reading, I got to see your pictures and everything. You got to go on his site. Tell everyone how to get on your site on the internet.
Yeah, my main website is worldufophotos.org. I have over 11,000 photos on the website right now. Plus, I have other galleries, Mars, Moon, ghost pictures, strange pictures. I have a ton of different galleries on worldufophotos.org. And my news website is worldufophotosandnews.org. And that, like I said, I got like 1,500 case files on that site there. And my most recent site is www.kenpiferdiscoveries.com. I published all of my discoveries on the moon and Mars and Saturn and there's a lot of interesting things on there. Plus, I have a special gallery asking if we really went to the moon. So I have a lot of photos on that gallery that shows that... I think we went to the moon in 69, so that's it.
Well, everyone says that to me.
That's another story, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Kim, you said most...
Let's all go to the moon.
Not
if we did go to the moon, you know?
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars.
Well, what about Mars?
Well, Mars is
let's all fly to Mars.
Well, because I'm not into war, you know? Well, Mars is all about war. The moon is all about love and cheese, and who doesn't love cheese?
And cheese.
Well, I'll tell you more with this Mars thing that they're talking about. Quite frankly, between me, you, and your 20 gazillion listeners, I think this Mars thing is a lot of crap. Myself, I think it's just another way of the government ripping off the populace of trillions upon trillions of dollars for something that's never going to happen. Or if it does happen, it's going to be. Again, it's going to be staged and shot in some location in Utah, probably. So, you know, I really don't think it's possible to do what they're trying to tell us they're going to do. You know, that's my personal theory behind it all.
You know.
I hope otherwise.
Well, anyway, you're going to be coming. You'll be aboard with us on three of our shows in the month. And what we're going to do is we're going to explore all the different things on UFO. We got Ben Ford, who Ben knows about you, your work.
Good.
And Ben Ford out of Florida, who we've talked to about, he talks about artificial intelligence. And then we're going to have a lady that has had an abduction in 2 weeks.
Oh, great. Yeah, they're good ones. I've been involved in a few abduction cases myself, and we've had hypnosis sessions at George Fowler's house. He's the Eastern Director and State Director from MUFON in New Jersey, and we've had hypnosis sessions in his home. They're pretty incredible to witness.
Well, I've done multiple hypnosis sessions with people who have been abducted by UFOs over the years.
Oh, really? So, that's incredible.
Because I'm a psychic and life coach, but I'm also a therapist, so I've done all kinds of work with people who've been abducted.
The only thing that kind of scares me about that is MUFON has changed its status on, should we hypnotize, personally, I try to talk people out of it. I tell them, why relive something that may have been very horrible? And, I would hate to hypnotize someone and have them tell me their experience and 2 days later they kill themselves.
That's true.
That's the only thing that scares me about all this hypnosis thing is, you may be leaving yourself wide open for some lawsuits and everything else.
Anyway, Ken, thank you so much. We're going to share more in the coming weeks, and we appreciate everything you coming on. By the way, Ken Pfeiffer, catch him on the internet. He is a new director of MUFON Portugal, and he's also in the Back East, an investigator. Ken, we thank you so much for coming on.
Okay, I love you guys. You have fun tonight, and I enjoy being on your show. Thanks again.
Thank you very much,
bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ken Pfeiffer.
Thank you, Ken. Bye.
Okay. Ken Pfeiffer.
Now,
it was great talking to you.
We're going
to
bring Jose Escamilla on, too. Let's talk about Joy.
Let's talk about the girls in Can. The girls in Can. So,
yes!
Joyce and Amber shared an apartment in Cannes for the film festival.
Oh my God.
I know the dirt and the naughty things they did.
Uh-oh. Because we actually didn't do any naughty things.
Well, the whole time they were gone, Joyce and I were texting each other while they were over there. And I heard all kinds of good stuff.
Anyway, what I was going to say is...
We did have someone try and crash with us.
Soon to be determined. Anyway, we want to thank the lady from the California Wildlife Center.
Thank you.
And we will keep
in
contact.
Bye, Heather. Bye.
I want to do more to help.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on. Anyway, we're going to bring
Let's talk about our trip.
Jose Escamilla and his girlfriend coming on. And Jose's got a brand new movie coming out.
I'm in it.
You're in the movie.
Yay.
Revenge of the Rods.
Let's get Jose in.
Are we talking about our Cannes trip?
Yeah. Well, we talk about Cannes. We can get Hosanna.
We're talking about your other movie first.
You want to bring your girl?
I know,
in?
Right?
Yeah, bring her in.
Sarah.
Yeah, okay.
We'll talk about Jose's movie that I'm in, Revenge of the Revs.
Yeah. Anyway, real quick, let's. We have Jose Escamilla.
Jose.
Hey, Cameron, how are you? I brought.
I go by Cat.
I brought Cat with me.
C A T.
C A T. Cat. Okay. Mm-hmm. Elias. No, I'm just kidding.
We have a show to do tomorrow.
Oh, where?
You're gonna go with me, right?
Are you doing the show?
Yeah, Disclosure Fest. You can check it out at disclosurefest.com.
Okay, is this about what time will it be?
I'm going to speak at 3:30.
Oh, 3:30.
Till 4, yeah.
3:30 with Jose.
Half hour slot. It's pretty cool.
And he's so hot these days. He really is.
It was always. Hey, yeah. It's gonna be.
He brought Kat along with him.
Kat?
Yes.
She's purring to go.
Kat is. Kat, you
purring.
Have, Kat, you have skills.
I do. How did you do. Know?
No, you sound like one of those, like, you know, phone operators that are like talk dirty to someone, and then you have like a great voice for that. Where like somebody would call you and you'd be like, "What are you wearing?" And that'd be like your voice.
Let me tell you what I'm wearing.
Raspberry.
Yeah. You know what it is? Because I am.
She's wearing raspberry underwear.
No, I'm a singer, so that's why. When, you know, when you're a singer, you have all this auto-tune.
Do you want to sing for us?
So.
That's awesome.
Remember I asked you to come out and sing a song?
Yeah, sing us something.
Just met a man who kissed me like it was a show. Chemistry like this doesn't happen, as you know. He stole my heart. Can be apart. There's a train that's waiting to happen. There's a wipe out burning straight. You're an energy force, no, I can handle. I can handle you. I can handle you. I can handle you any day.
Wow!
Yay. Good job.
That was Kat live.
Yes, everybody.
On LA Talk Radio.
Buy this lady's album.
Buy it.
Buy it now.
Jose, you got to read. She's an independent filmmaker.
Jose, you have to have her do the soundtrack for a documentary the film that we're doing.
Yeah. Actually, I'm on YouTube, and I do have this song that he was involved with. It was called One Human Voice. We wrote it right after the 9/11 disaster in 2001
or 2,
actually.
Wow, that's exciting.
Oh, my God. I have a choir behind me. It's huge. He wrote it.
Really?
That
must sound fabulous.
For one human voice, they believed and they bled. Heroes with hearts, many words left unsaid. Heartbeat to ashes, concrete to grave. They were there to protect, to heal, and to save. But anyway, it goes on and on and on. And they gave. It's huge. It's a huge song.
Oh, that's
I charted all huge. Over the world, number one.
Oh,
one
that's
human
awesome.
Voice. You can
she
still
sings,
pull it up.
She sings good.
That's awesome. That's cool.
Anyway,
yeah,
Ever.
You have a great voice.
Ever. Next film.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually in Jose's next coming film.
Yes, yes.
I know. I love it. Skyrod team. Go Skyrod.
Hey, what's the name of it?
Skyfish.
Oh,
the
that's
Revenge
the
of the Rods. And the Discovery of the Rods. Skyfish.
Wait, are you singing in the movie?
She's hysterical.
No, I'm not
I love
singing
her.
In the movie.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just being myself, Joyce Chow. Jesus.
Anyway,
Skyfish.
We're having a fun time at LA Talk Radio. Anyway, what I was going
to
mention.
But he has to tell us about the project.
Oh, tomorrow you're going
to
do that.
Our listeners do not know. He needs to tell them.
Okay, well, tomorrow is a meditation.
Amen.
At Elysian Park, and it's
by Dodger Stadium.
Is
it the one downtown?
It's by Dodger Stadium, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But
get your Dodger dogs.
It's a huge meditation, and we're going to try to bring UFOs in and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's exciting.
Oh, wow.
Should be pretty cool.
So let's talk about our movie.
Well,
Jose, tell the listeners about the movie.
Skyfish is going to be one of the most incredible films ever made that proves there's an unidentified object among us. We have the evidence. And we have the final evidence because we shot it with high-speed cameras.
Ooh. I know. It's going to be amazing.
It's amazing.
I'm excited to be in it. I feel honored.
See?
Where are my UFO believers at?
Well, thank you.
Go, Jose! Go, Jose! Go, Jose!
Go, Jose!
Go, Scottfish! Go, Scottfish!
But you know what?
Go, Ron!
Exactly. No, we want to do. We want to do a cartoon.
No bikinis. No bikinis.
I say,
I'm not in a bikini.
I say the Rodfather.
Yeah.
You know what I suggested?
I'm actually happy. First movie is not in bikini.
The Rodfather.
Rodfather.
Yeah, Jose. Yeah. I'm gonna start calling you the Rodfather. Yeah. Although that sounds like a dirty porno name.
Go, Jose.
It does.
Go, Jose. Rodfather. Rodfather. Rodfather.
Wait, isn't the Rodfather the what's his name, the guy, the one famous porno actor?
Not that I know.
Yeah.
That would be John Holmes.
Ron, yeah, Ron Jeremy calls himself the Rodfather. You can't take that one.
I met Ron Jeremy several times.
This talk show always gets crazy.
<We're getting laughs> <too. much. laughs> No, I mean, not in that capacity. I just, I mean, my ex was, they were together.
So you actually involved with John Holmes?
This is crazy.
No, not John Holmes. Ron Jeremy.
It went that
Ron
far.
Jeremy.
Wait, should we call him right now?
No. I personally never met Ron.
He's my friend's godfather, actually. The real kind.
We will try and do more than give you an Eskimo kiss.
Okay. All right. My ex is at Disneyland with Ron Jeremy. There were men standing in line waiting to get his autograph.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
At Disneyland. It was like all the moms were like, what?
We were just talking about Disneyland. I feel like it's come full circle now.
Oh, my God.
We give away free tickets. By the way, Ron Jeremy was there signing autographs. Not very Disney-like. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
When I think Disney, when I think Disney, I don't think giant cock.
Giant cock.
Or maybe I do now. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's a different Disneyland.
By the way,
yeah, that's a different Disneyland. But let's talk about Cannes. We haven't even talked about it.
Talk about Cannes!
Yes!
She went to
Joyce
Cannes.
And I have this epic journey to Cannes Film Festival. Okay. 70th anniversary.
Yes. And first of all, we did have three movies. Remember we told you about it.
Yeah.
A short, an animation, and a documentary.
We did have three movies in the Cannes Film Festival, in the film doc.
And we saw the
and in the anime's doc. We had three different categories.
And the other people that are involved, of course, we have to...
Clinton Wallace, Christy Oldham.
Gloria Cassell.
Yeah.
Suzanne Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac Singleton.
Yes, definitely.
Let's see. Joanna Krupa.
Joanna Krupa. Yeah, we do. We have Patrick Kilpatrick in our film.
Wait a minute, I have a pop-up.
I'm in our film. I act in our film.
Yay,
I did.
We love you.
Definitely. I love you guys, too. Ba-da-ga! Okay, so, seriously, amazing. The first day we got there, we were like, oh, you know, just, like, relaxing. And then we get this email, and Joyce, tell them what it says.
Which email?
We get the email that says that we have not one, but three films in the Cannes Film Festival.
Official selections!
Really?
Official selections. Yeah, and we were like, wow,
official
I feel like...
selections!
Exactly.
And we get to use the Laurel.
And we get to use the Laurel. With
and
the,
we're in negotiations.
Yeah.
Yay.
And we shopped our film.
Bravo. Nice.
Bravo. One of the films that was in the document, we shopped it. They want to buy it. We had really good. I mean, we got there and it was like, and the first full day we were there, I got us on the carpet for Mika Takashi's Blade of the Immortal, and it was sick.
Oh, that was
it was amazing. And not only did I get us on the carpet for our first screening, but I got us Orchestra Center.
It was
yeah. And
nobody's pulling.
And we walked. The next day, we walked down the boulevard, and we were doing our meetings and press conferences and everything. And then I saw pictures of us in the paparazzi favorite celebrity outfits of the previous night before, and it was Joyce and I, and we were like, holy crap, that's awesome.
Wow.
I know. And then we felt like we completed everything in day one. We set out to accomplish.
We nailed Fashionista.
But you know what's crazy is they sit there and live stream the red carpet.
Yeah, they
do. And so people from France, they're sitting there.
They followed us up the carpet,
right?
And people recognized us, which was awesome too. And Joyce was wearing Versace.
Oh my god! Tell them about your dress, Joyce.
Okay,
Mike.
Remember J Lo and that green dress that she wore for the Grammys? That was so well known. I was very fortunate. A friend loaned me a dress that was the red and orange version.
Ooh. Of the exact same one.
Yes.
Nice. And it had a surprise.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, let's just say.
That we didn't discover until we were getting her dressed.
I was bejeweled. So there was no surprise. Well, actually, I guess it was a surprise.
It was a surprise. You were walking and it was like, bam, right all over everything down there. You could imagine Jewel City.
I know. It was a little sparkly when the light was on.
And we're talking about the lower area, not the front area.
She's like, too much information.
It was actually really, it was really sexy but classy, and the press loved it. It was fat. Wow. We got on the best dressed photos, and we were featured in the paparazzi window. Right?
It was shout out.
Versace loves Joyce. Oh, Joyce looks fabulous in Versace.
Oh, it was fabulous.
You killed
it.
Joyce. I was wearing Claire's Collections. They do Miss America and Miss Universe, and they dressed me for that night. And it was 100% cool. Silk with hand beading. And then I was wearing jewelry by Lisa D at lisad.com. She's my sponsor. Plugged her. No, it was not paid, actually. Her designs are bomb, and they're like 100% real gemstones.
So she
and, like,
really does silk. Miss America and Miss Universe?
The jewelry sponsor does me. She's like, I'm her celebrity ambassador. But the gown I wore, she really does do Miss America and Miss Universe. And she dressed me, and she dresses other celebrities, too. And I'm talking to her about dressing Joyce next for next year. Because next year we're going to try and do 4, not 3.
Five.
We're just going to keep up in it every year. Go female director producer. Women in film going to blow up. Joyce and I going to run that crap next year. Another one. And I don't mean like crap. I don't mean like, that's an American expression for all my foreign listeners out there. I love you. That's an American expression. And it means I'm going to, like, you know,
rock.
Go for it, rock it, twice as hard next year. Although this year was, like, amazing. Joyce and I had a killer time.
It's like after the first day, we're like, okay, how do we top this?
And then we're like, all right, let's go to this private industry yacht party. And Joyce is like, kill it.
I know. And then we went to Monaco.
For the Grand Prix.
Nice. Yeah.
And I was on the carpet inside the casino, Monte Carlo Casino.
You are a spoiled brat.
We're not spoiled brats. We worked hard to get there.
Let me top this. When I was 17, I was first runner-up to Miss Massachusetts in the Miss America program.
That's awesome. 17.
Okay, 17. Awesome, long time ago. But now, when you brought that up, that's so cool because I had to go to New Jersey. In case,
that's
you know,
exciting.
Somebody tripped the winner.
She
missed Boston because her father was in the Congress.
That's
my father
scandal.
Was a hairstylist. Of course, that's a long time ago. Interesting.
All right. They look brilliant.
So we also got to walk the carpet for the new Sofia Coppola movie too.
Tell about Beguiled.
Oh my god. Okay. So Sofia. Okay, when we walked around,
that one. Like,
I'm here. I'll get closer. Okay.
There were
so many people in line all over the place to see Beguiled.
Yeah, and they were like trying to wave tickets. They're like, "Please give us a ticket." And we're like, "It doesn't work like that. You have to be like,
we're going."
And they were trying. They were dressed up trying to scalp tickets off of us industry professionals. And it was kind of sad, but it was cool.
Yeah, they always do that, though. Because the tickets, once you have them, have to be used. Okay, so sometimes mm-hmm. when we see screenings, we went to so many freaking screenings.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Well, that was, like, amazing. Well, usually people only get invited to go see one screening. So we saw seven.
Well, one of the screenings.
And walked the carpet for every single one of them.
It finished at 2:30 a.m., and then we had another screening at 8:30 a.m. the next morning.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I know. And then you have to get and you get dressed up for all of them. You have to wear gowns for all of them. So we really got up at 5:30 for hair and makeup and then dressing in our gowns.
Did. Joyce, oh, wow.
Not me.
Okay. I do it professional. I get cans up professional, okay?
Professional.
Like, I mean, I loved every second of it. It was, like, such a great honor. And they sent us an email that said, see you again next year. And I was like, yes!
Awesome.
He's coming back. Anyway.
I'm coming back for you. I love you.
Today, we got an update on the gentleman that got shot on.
Oh, we just switched to a depressing topic. Okay. We're like a highlight.
That's good.
Really good.
My,
death.
My UPI. He's recovering. And also, you know who died this week? Batman!
Adam West.
Yeah.
That's true.
Adam West.
That's not good.
Adam West. And also...
But we need to do a shout-out for our films that we're going.
Which film?
Rock Your Shakespeare, and also Till Be Determined.
Those were the ones that we did.
Yeah, then the dog one. The dog one. Yeah, but we want to take a shout out so people come and watch them, and also we can do. There's special screenings too.
Special screening here in Los Angeles, and we're working on
online.
Let's go. New shorts.
Online, there's special screenings for the Cannes, and we get to use the Laurel on the screening too. So guys, you guys can Google and watch it for free on the screen. And we're gonna have
just for you, Cameron,
live too. I sing opera in it.
Oh, you sing opera?
You do sing. I knew you did.
I do. I sing.
When is it?
Just not tonight.
Anyway, real quick.
We're scheduling it
between the FYC screenings from Emmys. You know,
if anybody wants to come and check us out for press to cover our release for a special screening, we're open to it. So please contact us at
joyce@montybubbles.net.
There you go.
Monty Bubbles Entertainment. MBN, baby.
Yay. Woo! Okay.
Shake it like a salt shaker, Joyce.
Yeah, anyway, guys. Thank you, thanks. Next week, we're going to talk about, on the next show, we're going to have a couple people on. We're going to talk about abductions. Next week.
Ooh, really?
And then we're going to talk about people that have had experiences where they're in a time zone, time warp.
Like a time continuum trip?
Next week.
Oh, that's cool.
And then Jose Escamilla is going
to
be
Jose,
tomorrow.
You definitely have to come back next week for that.
Now, tell us, you're going to be at...
We're going to be over at Elysian Park, and it's the Disclosure Fest.
Disclosure.
Go to disclosurefest.com. I'm speaking at about 3:30 tomorrow afternoon for about 30 minutes. But we're going to be there, you know, so... Come on down.
Yes.
Come on down. The price is right.
Check Joyce and I's film out at www.imdb.me/Aubrey Martinez. You can see it in my credits, and you can get an exclusive there. And link to Joyce's credits at...
Oh, you just find me at Monty Bubbles.
You put
my name, Joyce Chow.
That explosion was so powerful that I just dropped water all over my dress. I was like, yeah, I hit
disclosure.
It. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, as we move on, I just was thank Jose's back with us.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
Jose, I'm so glad you are not in the hospital. I love you.
You know, I have to
mad
have
love,
a,
baby.
I have to have a major surgery soon.
Ooh.
But I'm in it, man. I'm in. Everything's cool. It's good to be home.
Good to be have you. We miss you. Man.
We miss you.
We miss you. By the way, we're going to do a special show on Dr. Lear. You're going to be here.
Yeah.
We're going to co-host it.
That's
we're
fabulous.
Do a thing on Dr.
Lear. Joyce.
Alien implant.
Joyce, we have to come back with Dr. Lear.
Anyway, I got to take over the realms, guys, and say real quick, next week we should have a good show. We want to thank all our guests. To give you something.
Yeah.
Woo!
We love it.
Thank you for letting Kat in the house.
Ooh, Cats in the House. I'm going to be purring to that.
Ooh, Cameron, control yourself, Tiger.
Anyway, last,
watch it.
Anyway, did you guys hear about the big merger today? Amazon bought Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of scary, actually.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't want... Could you imagine Whole Foods? And then there's like, watch this movie on Amazon live. As you're walking past it, you're like, I'm just trying to buy my grapes.
And you thought Google was going to rule the world.
Yeah. Yeah. You go to buy your milk and they're like, check out California Dairy. And it's like a live video.
When you're pumping gas and all of a sudden, like, it's like 2 a.m, you're pumping gas and all of a sudden, like, Jimmy Kimmel pops up on the pump.
Is this your new one? Is this your new one? That's good.
Jimmy Kimmel. By the way, we're going to be invited to we're going to go to the Special Italian Festival.
Oh, I'm so going.
We'll go this year. Yeah.
I love the Italians.
Italian Festival. Anyway, I got to, as they say in radio, I love, this is a great show tonight. And we'll be back next week on Cameron's Sports and Life.
We love you. Thank you. Good night, Will. Kisses. Thanks for joining our party.
Thanks for the no invitation.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.